Exercise 7, page 125. Recording 1.
I think the referee needs glasses. McFadden definitely scored a goal just now. Why didn't he allow it?
Obviously, he didn't spot it. Disappointing, I know, when you've put in so much work motivating the team. I find it doesn't matter how many new techniques and strategies you teach them, if they feel the game's unfair, they won't play well.
What we could do with is an intelligent football like they use in all the top games. The ones with sensor technology to help the referee decide if a goal was actually scored or not. They use a magnetic field which feeds information to a central computer. The computer knows exactly where the ball is at all times and transmits the data straight to the referee. If we had one of those, there'd be no room for error. I might mention it to the manager at the next training session, just for fun.
Far too high-tech for him, I'd say. He's always run your club along old-fashioned lines.
Recording 2.
Welcome to Maxwell Computer Systems. We are proud to announce our 15th anniversary in the IT market, providing high-quality software and after-sales service to suit all individual office requirements. All our customer service advisors are busy at the moment. Please hold, and a member of staff will be with you shortly. Please note, your call may be recorded for training and monitoring purposes. You are currently 8th in the queue. If you are an established customer, please make sure you have your account number ready so that we can assist you more quickly. Alternatively, you can submit your query through www.macosys.com/support for further assistance.
Recording 3.
In today's seminar, we'll discuss the role of the interactive whiteboard in the classroom. I'm sure we're all familiar with them and would agree they can be a valuable teaching tool. Nevertheless, there are some important factors to keep in mind when using them. In a recent study in the US, students were divided into two groups, one learning with an IWB, one without. Overall, the IWB students received considerably higher marks. However, in 23% of the cases, students did better without the interactive whiteboards. The research pinpointed some interesting reasons for this. In some cases, IWB visuals were overused, distracting from the actual content of the lesson. Additionally, it was found that some teachers did not pace the IWB content well, rushing through the visuals before the students could absorb the information. Handheld voting devices, where students' correct answers are displayed on the screen, were also blamed. I suppose this was because teachers often didn't bother to discuss why the other answers were wrong. It's important that we avoid these pitfalls by...